1-800-544-8927. They're not that expensive, and they will change your whole perspective, and you'll begin to understand we are living in truly prophetic times. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty. This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Jerome Corsi. And we're going to be talking about Hunting Hitler, his new book. Now, what in heaven's name is he talking about? Well, everybody knows what happened to Adolf Hitler. Everybody knows what an evil man he was and how he died at the end of the Second World War in a bunker in Berlin. And they burned the bodies. And, well, we all know that because, well, everybody believes that. The only question is it really true? And I certainly do not believe it's true. I had the opportunity of interviewing a gentleman who'd gone to South America, and he and his partner had spent a good deal of time tracking down people who had known Adolf Hitler, who'd taken care of Adolf Hitler before he died. And Dr. Corsi has written a book, another book on this subject. It is vitally important, ladies and gentlemen, that we get this information out because the media in America and the educational system are not telling our people the truth, and I want you to understand that so much of what people believe in America really isn't true. Dr. Corsi, thanks very much for being with us tonight.
Always a pleasure, Dr. Stan. Thank you.
You pick up the story and carry it on from there. Why did you write the book? Where did you get the information? And why is it important that the American people understand that almost so much of what they believe just is not true?
Well, you know, Dr. Stan, you introduce your show every day with the notion that government propaganda, really disinformation put out by the intelligence agencies, really is the core of much of what we believe. And I started really getting on to the Hitler story in 2009 when there was the History Channel did a special, it was a Mystery Quest show, and it involved the hunt for Hitler. It was called Hitler's Escape. And the state archaeologist from Connecticut, Dr. Nicholas Bellatoni, was given a chance to go to Moscow and view the Hitler skull that the Russian Federation State Archive has had as evidence that Hitler died since the end of World War II, this fragment of Hitler's skull. And in the DVD of the documentary in the History Channel, you can see Dr. Bellatoni actually taking a sample out of this skull, and he brings the skull fragments back to the University of Connecticut Center for Applied Genetics and Technology, and a very top molecular biologist examines the fragments, puts them through DNA testing, and the scientific conclusion was the skull fragments belonged to a woman 40 years old whose identity was unknown. It was not Eva Braun, because Eva Braun was 33 years old in April 1945, and the Russian autopsy had said that the Eva Braun body died of cyanide poisoning, but this skull obviously had bullet fragments in it. A bullet was shot in the head. It just was not Hitler's skull. It was a 40-year-old woman. Completely bogus information and evidence the Russians had held since the end of World War II. No proof Hitler died.
Well, did the Russians understand that? Was there any question on their part that the story that was told in America to the American people wasn't true?
No. Stalin, at the end of World War II, told U.S. top officials that he believed Hitler was still alive.
And I share that there are some people in our government who knew probably that Hitler was alive. And that's the question is, why wasn't anything ever been done to validate that he was brought to, Adolf Hitler was brought before the bar of justice for his terrible crimes against humanity? We'll be back in just a moment. Our guest, Dr. Jerome Corsi, right here at Radio Liberty.
Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, it can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Hold that thought, please. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Dr. Corsi is talking about the fact that he certainly set out to track down this story many years ago. He actually went to the files, government files, and the files on Adolf Hitler were misfiled. It took a couple of years to actually find them. Then, of course, he actually was able to go to Argentina, talk to the people in Argentina, because he speaks Spanish, work with an author who'd researched this down there, get hold of the Argentine files, and then find out that actually Stalin had actually told several Americans that he didn't believe that Adolf Hitler died at the Second World War, that Jimmy Burns, who was going to a conference over there, Harry Hopkins going to a conference, the Potsdam Conference, was told that the Russians really didn't believe that Adolf Hitler died at the Second World War. But you see, this is not the story that is being told or has been told here in the United States all these years. Go right ahead.
Well, the Russians, when they came on the Führer bunker, found this Hitler double. They thought it was Hitler's body. Russian army, I've got some photographs in the book of the Russian army. They did a film of Hitler being dead in the Führer bunker and actually published this newsreel as a Soviet army propaganda film in May 45. But then the Russian army was embarrassed when it was proved that the Hitler that they had filmed outside the Führer bunker was actually a Hitler double. And the body was, it was pretty grotesque. It was shot in the forehead, and it was too tall to be Hitler. Really did not look like Hitler in close examination. But the Russians had been duped. And when the Russians realized they'd been duped, you know, in May 45, they went back into the rubble, and they picked up these two charred bodies, and they said, well, this is Hitler, this is Eva Braun. And the Russians then did an autopsy. Well, now the evidence from the Russian archives that's available in London and been published in London shows that the Russians actually captured Hitler's and Eva Braun's dentist, dental technician, and they duplicated the dentistry and inserted it into the mouths of these corpses. The corpses are clearly not Hitler and Eva Braun. The female corpse had shrapnel wounds in the chest and signs of bleeding. Well, if Eva Braun had taken cyanide poisoning and yet then subsequently got hit by shrapnel and her body thrown outside the Führer bunker, she wouldn't have bled. Yeah, a dead body doesn't bleed. So, I mean, the evidence here was completely concocted, and the Russians ultimately cremated these two Hitler and Eva Braun bodies. So Stalin knew, and there was no physical evidence. There was no proof. No photographs of Stalin, of Hitler and Eva Braun being dead in the Führer bunker. No proof, no bodies that have been positively identified by international authorities. And then Eisenhower, in October 45, I show again in the book, there was a clip from Stars and Stripes, the army newspaper at the time, where it says, it's from London, and it says, Ike believes Hitler lives. There is reason to believe that Hitler still may be alive, according to a remark made by General Eisenhower to Dutch newspaper men. The general's statement reversed his previous opinion that Hitler was dead. Well, there's Eisenhower, General Eisenhower, saying that he doesn't believe that Hitler's dead. And again, this totally contradicts the official story of Hitler and Eva Braun killing themselves in a dual suicide, which ends up being kind of like a soap opera screenplay that Hitler, mass murderer, genocidal maniac, killed 56 or 60 million people in World War II and conducted the Holocaust. Suddenly, end of the war, has a change of heart, writes a will, marries Eva Braun, and they commit the suicide together. It's completely bourgeois nonsense. The story that never happened, but it was concocted to be the kind of story a gullible American public would buy.
And that is really what's so tragic. But the thing is, it's been told now for well over half a century, and most people believe it's true. And yet, of course, there have been a number of books, and apparently in South America, I know somebody's done a book down there in Argentina, and basically many parts of the world understand that what we've been told is a lie. It's only recently that any information has come out here in America, suddenly challenging what most people believe.
Well, and you know, when you take a look at it, for instance, this cover story got concocted by Trevor Roper, who was a graduate student at Oxford, a history student, that the British intelligence system brought over to write this 1947 book, The Last Days of Hitler. Now, Trevor Roper, I found in the archives in College Park, Trevor Roper gets to Germany, and within days, he's handed a memo. I show the memo in the book by Major Edward Sachs, who is U.S. military intelligence. And this memo, given to Trevor Roper about a week after he gets into Germany, is the summary of the book that Trevor Roper is going to write. It has the whole story of this Hitler, Eva Braun, double suicide, and they killed themselves in the bunker, and all these witnesses heard it, and they were taken out to the garden outside the Führer bunker, all the rubble because the shelling of the Russian army was coming at the bunker. Shells had destroyed the whole garden. They were burned, the two bodies. Well, that was all a cover story that this Major Sachs wrote and handed to Trevor Roper. Trevor Roper took less than a month to complete this study. He was supposed to have interviewed all of these witnesses, but the Russians held most of the witnesses in captivity, would not let Trevor Roper write them or interview them. The U.S. witnesses held from the Führer bunker who supposedly saw Hitler and Eva Braun kill themselves, all Trevor Roper got was their written statements. So Trevor Roper basically made up. There's only about 10 pages in that book that deal with the suicide, and it's all fiction, complete cover story that U.S. military intelligence wrote and handed to Trevor Roper. And by the way, Trevor Roper later disgraces himself when these Hitler diaries become available in the 1960s. Trevor Roper says they're authentic Hitler diaries. They ended up being complete forgeries. So this guy Trevor Roper, who wrote the definitive book on Hitler's death, ends up being a complete fraud. I remember Hitler was supposed to have killed himself on April 30th, 1945. And the boat has boat arrives with a partial German crew and has no maps, no logbook, no record of where this crew has been. And the crew is taken into custody in Argentina. U.S. Naval Intelligence interviews the crew. And the U.S. Naval Attaché, I have again I found in the archives the memo written from U.S. Naval Attaché in the Military Intelligence Division in Buenos Aires back to a Naval Military Intelligence in Washington, in which the Naval Intelligence says this submarine had dropped off passengers all along the Argentinian coast, and it was the boat in which Eva Braun and Adolf Hitler were landed in the south of Argentina.
Basically, did the files actually say that?
Yes,
they actually say that.
It says newsmen have reported the following, and they said, well, these are rumors, of course, but it says the submarine was sighted by the Argentinian Navy transport about the middle of June and was subsequently hunted by Argentinian warships. It then dropped off passengers all along the shore. It shows it refueled. Then another submarine was going to be on the way. And says Eva Braun and Adolf Hitler were landed in the south of Argentina. That's what Naval Intelligence is writing from Buenos Aires back to Naval Intelligence in Washington, letting them know that it happened. I mean, it's clear that U.S. Naval Intelligence knew the crew. I have the pictures of the crew in the book Hunting Hitler. The crew in there, they took an inventory of their possession. They had German-Spanish dictionaries. Crew had Argentinian cigarettes and Argentinian pesos. So clearly this crew was planning on going to Argentina, had stopped on the shore, picked up Argentinian cigarettes and Argentinian money, and dropped off VIPs all along the shore. The Naval Intelligence says that when the crew got there, the crew lied about where they'd been. They all told the same cover story and got indignant when questioned. And the German community in Argentina was celebrating all through the country in Argentina.
And I think it's important that people understand that following World War II, a large number, we're talking about thousands of Nazi war criminals were smuggled into Argentina and other South American countries, never, of course, to be hunted down, never to be tried. These were the people responsible for the Holocaust. And basically, of course, the people in South America know this. People throughout the world know it, but here in America, because of the degree of control over the media, the average American has no idea that this story is well known in other countries. My guest is Dr. Jerome Corsi. His book is Hunting Hitler, and we're going to be carrying this book. We think it's an important book. We think it's vitally important, because once we can begin to convince the American people that most of what they're being told by the media is not true, then they're going to begin to question the media. Hopefully they'll begin searching for the truth, and hopefully then they will begin to join us in this epic struggle for the survival of Christian civilization.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer, an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Back in just a moment here at your radio. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Unfortunately, Dr. Corsi was able to get hold of the records there in the archives. They'd been misfiled, not just suddenly under Hitler. They'd been misfiled under the records certainly dealing with the German submarine. And when they were able to get that, they found out that J. Edgar Hoover knew that Hitler had escaped, that certainly U.S. military intelligence, U.S. naval intelligence knew that Hitler had escaped. And this information was certainly known to keep people in government, to Eisenhower, President Eisenhower, that Hitler had escaped, but this was to be kept suppressed from the American people, and that's what's so frightening about the whole story. Please go right ahead, Dr. Corsi.
Well, as I said, you've got to say, you know, why was this information suppressed? And that it was suppressed because, you know, what Stalin knew and was telling to Jimmy Burns and Harry Hopkins, you know, top government, U.S. government aides, was that the United States helped Hitler escape. And what it traces back to, again, is Alan Dulles. Alan Dulles was a OSS agent during the war, and he was in Bern, Switzerland. And, of course, Alan Dulles and his brother John Foster Dulles, and, you know, very prominent individuals. Alan Dulles was head of the CIA in 1953 under Eisenhower. John Foster Dulles was Secretary of State under President Eisenhower. Before the war, the Dulles brothers had helped finance Hitler on Wall Street. They were working with Cromwell and Sullivan, a law firm in New York, and Brown Brothers Harriman. And the other conspirators in this were the Bush family progenitors, Prescott Bush and George Herbert Walker. They were members of the Brown Brothers Harriman firm. The Bushes and the Dulleses were running a Nazi bank, Union Bank in New York, that Franklin Roosevelt closed down months after Pearl Harbor. And here Dulles now is head of the OSS in Bern, Switzerland during the war. And in 1942, November, Himmler, top Nazi, and Martin Bormann, who was Hitler's secretary, really kind of number two to Hitler, they met on November 9th, 1942, and they decided that if the war was going badly, which it was, we were just about to launch Operation Torch, invading North Africa. Hitler and Himmler could see the handwriting on the wall. They knew the Nazis were going to lose, and they decided they would implement a plan to move all this ill-gotten Nazi loot, this Nazi gain of money, out of Germany. It was a plan called Aktion Adlerflug, which is Project Eagle Flight. Bormann implemented it in 1943, and working with Alan Dulles, Martin Bormann invested in some 980 corporations outside Germany, including money going into the U.S. corporations, probably over 700 of them, through the U.S. stock market, and also into Argentina, with investments in companies located in Portugal, Spain, Sweden, and Turkey. And Bormann was creating front companies working in the United States and these other countries with German companies, planning that after the war, this would be the rise of the German industrial state once again, cross-border, and Dulles helped Bormann get all this billions of dollars, 1943, of Nazi loot invested in corporations completely illegally, Nazi ill-gotten plunder and gain from the concentration camps, Nazi bullion, gold bullion stolen from the countries the Nazis invaded. Dulles wink-winked, ignored the moral consequences, took the money and invested in the stock market in the United States for the Nazis during the war.
That indeed is frightening. Certainly, these are two of the most powerful men in America, John Foster Dulles and Alan Dulles. Dulles certainly was the head of the CIA from the 1953. I think he was fired certainly early in the early 1960s by Jack Kennedy, certainly because of the, as I remember, the Bay of Pigs invasion was what that was all about. And then, of course, after Kennedy was assassinated, who leads the investigation to find out who assassinated President Kennedy but Alan Dulles, the man that Jack Kennedy had fired, and many people think that Dulles was involved. Doesn't really matter. The thing is, basically, we're seeing that the Dulles brothers and certainly the Bushes and others are involved in helping the Nazis get rid of their ill-gotten gains, their plunder, during the war. And certainly, you know, their gold, their stock, their money, their, and basically, these are the things you're not hearing about. But following the war, of course, this was to help revitalize Germany so it could become the powerhouse of Europe it is today.
While storm clouds gather,
increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
We're going to be back here in just a moment with... Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Dr. Corsi is simply saying that basically Heinrich Himmler and Martin Bormann certainly by 1942 realized, of course, that the Germans were going to lose the war by 1943. They were beginning to buy large blocks of stock in American banks. Chase Bank, which today is J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, other banks certainly buying major blocks of American stock, and then sending large amounts amounts of money and gold and platinum and art treasures to South America, all with the help of Alan Dulles, who was working closely with the Nazis all during World War II. But people don't understand that. The war was as phony, in my estimation, was as phony as a $3 bill. An awful lot of people died. But during that war, we know that many of our American corporations in Europe and in France were providing weapons for the Nazis. They didn't have to, but they did, and nobody was ever punished for it. The Standard Oil was providing oil for the German submarines that were sinking the ships that were carrying our boys. Certainly American banks, and specifically Brown Brothers Harriman, and certainly some of the others affiliated with Prescott Bush, and certainly with George Herbert Walker, for whom George Herbert Walker Bush was named. These banks were helping to finance Adolf Hitler both before and the early years of the Second World War. But these are the stories that are never told in America today. And unless you've studied history, you do not understand that so much of what happened during World War II was totally ludicrous. An awful lot of people died, 60 to 80 million people died in that war. And there were people, powerful corporations in America, that were financing both sides of the war at the same time. Go right ahead, Dr. Corsi.
Well, and Dulles, Alan Dulles, and Bern, Switzerland, operating for the OSS, it wasn't just Hitler that was allowed to escape Germany. Dulles, in this Operation Paperclip, brought thousands. The files are in the National Archives. I've seen them, too. I've reported on them many times. The Dulles brought thousands of Nazi scientists, engineers, skilled top technicians from Nazi Germany to the United States to work in U.S. businesses.
Do we have any idea? I mean, the figure I've heard is 1,000, and then I've heard that there were several thousand. Do we have any idea how many they did bring?
There's well more than 1,000. I mean, I've looked at the files in the archives. I've never counted them. It's just, there's easily 2,000 or 3,000 there.
Okay, fine. I'm glad to get that clarified. Go ahead.
And I just have to count them sometimes. There's no numerical count. It's just it goes box after box after box in the National Archives of these files. There's a listing of the names. I suppose we could count them. But it's well over 1,000. And also Operation Paperclip. And these were, many of them were Nazi war criminals, including some of the technicians that helped develop the Zyklon B gas for IG Farben. Those chemists were brought over to the United States. The Wernher von Braun, who ran the U.S., put a man on the moon project and developed our ballistic missiles, developed the U-2 rocket for Nazi Germany with the help of Nazi slave labor. Dulles organized he got Reinhard Gehlen out of a prison camp. Reinhard Gehlen was a Gestapo. He headed a whole division of the Nazi intelligence operation put together by Himmler. And Dulles got Gehlen out of prison. 1949, Gehlen signed a contract. He was brought back to the United States by Beadle Smith. It was the number two assistant to Eisenhower during the war, General Smith. General Beadle Smith was the first head of the CIA after Eisenhower, before Alan Dulles, head of the CIA. Gehlen came to the United States. He signed a $5 million contract. The High Commissioner of Germany, John McCloy, appointed Gehlen as an advisor to the German Chancellor on Intelligence. By the way, John McCloy and Alan Dulles both end up on the Warren Commission, President Kennedy's assassination, covering up there the evidence of Alan Dulles was fired by John Kennedy after the Bay of Pigs for lying to John Kennedy about Cuba, tricking John Kennedy into the Bay of Pigs operation. At any rate, the entire Gehlen organization of Nazi Gestapo agents was brought over to be the core of West Germany's intelligence operation after the war, and to work with the CIA. This was not just a limited, there was also a Operation Sunrise in which Dulles intervened with a Nazi army in Italy. General Wolfe, who headed it, was allowed to the Russians were not permitted to be in the negotiation, which violated agreements that Churchill and Stalin and Roosevelt had made going back to their, you know, various meetings like in Tehran during the war. And Dulles, with the Wolf, got Wolf and his top Nazi generals, SS, released. Wolf had played a major role at Auschwitz concentration camp. And again, these Gestapo agents, you know, the Gestapo ran the concentration camp. So it wasn't just one or two that, you know, Nazis that Dulles was helping escape. And literally tens of thousands of Nazis got through this rat line, which Dulles helped organize with the Vatican, getting Argentinian entry visas for Nazis escaping through 1948, taking cargo ships and passenger liners under false identities arranged by U.S. intelligence and the Vatican to go to Argentina and be permitted entry into Argentina. Tens of thousands. Not one or two Nazis who escaped, literally tens of thousands arranged by Dulles.
Tens of thousands of Nazis, and certainly, right. I mean, we're talking 20, 30,000 Nazis, and these were Nazi war criminals. These were not just casual Germans. These were Nazi war criminals. And yes, like a couple of Nazis were tried over in Germany. A few of them were executed, and most of them spent a little time in jail and got right out. But thousands of the vicious war criminals are suddenly, people like suddenly Mengele, Joseph Mengele, were allowed to escape to South America, and our government knew that they were there. At least high officials did. The average individual didn't know, but this is what really happened, and this shows the hypocrisy of the Second World War. But go right ahead, Dr. Corsi. I think it's so exciting to know that you've actually seen those files.
Yes, well, and the reason the U.S. military intelligence, the CIA decided to lie to the American people with this Trevor Roper book and this, you know, soap opera, you know, melodrama that Hitler committed suicide at the bunker, was because the cover-up was to not let the American people know that we, at the end of the war, through Dulles, through OSS, military intelligence, brought the top Nazis to freedom for their money, for their scientific knowledge, for their military intelligence capabilities. Gestapo, top Nazi criminals, wink, wink, suddenly end up working in U.S. corporations. And, you know, had Hitler been told at the end of World War II that he could have, you know, had Germany emerge as top of the EU without firing a shot, German banks controlling the European Union, Germany ruling the European Union, and have access to working cooperation with U.S. corporations, working with German corporations, the NSA, National Security Agency, and the CIA listening to every conversation in America, every email, every phone conversation. Well, Hitler never had that capability with the Gestapo. Hitler would have signed on in a minute. This is exactly what Hitler wanted. And Dulles brought it to be, lying to the American people. And by the way, Dr. Chen, I looked at the, you know, Trevor Roper book and all of the eyewitness testimony, and I show in Hunting Hitler, the eyewitness testimony is so completely contradictory. No two of these eyewitnesses tell the same story. In fact, this guy Kempke, who was the Hitler's chauffeur, who was supposed to be Trevor Roper's major source in this 1947 book, this graduate student from Oxford history wrote, Kempke finally admitted that he wasn't in the bunker. He was out looking for gasoline to burn the corpses. And he had lied and told the stories, different stories. One witness said Hitler shot himself in the right temple. The other, he shot himself in the left temple. No, he shot himself in the forehead. No, he shot himself in the mouth. All the stories of the witnesses contradict so badly, it's clear these were just lies, cover stories, made up to, again, cover the fact that they knew, the witnesses knew, that Hitler and Eva Braun escaped, and who was there at the end of the war were doubles of Hitler and Eva Braun arranged to fool the world.
Well, now, what happened to Hitler after he got to South America? Do we know?
Yes, Hitler, first of all, he was brought into this, up in Lafalda, the Eichhorns brought him to the Hotel Eden. He was treated like royalty. Of course, there was plastic surgery done on Hitler, and he and Eva Braun's looks were changed. He was recovered from the war. Of course, many of the films we see of Hitler looking sick and all the rest of it at the end of World War II were the double. These were also propaganda films. And Hitler, ultimately, the Eichhorns hired a architect, top architect, I have his name in the book, who began in 1943 building this resort for Hitler in Bariloche and Patagonia down in the Andes near Chile in the southern part of Argentina. And Hitler, this was a magnificent resort. It was a 10-bedroom resort house overlooking a mountain lake and could only access it by air seaplane. The architect was Alejandro Bustillo. Hitler, by 1947, was able to move into this 10-bedroom mansion, 6,000 square feet. It was built on 1,000 acres of land, protected by dense forests. This Hitler mansion looked very Bavarian. It looked very much like the Berchtesgaden with a big picture window looking out on the mountain lake and the mountains in the distance. And it had the feel of Hitler's Ober-Salzburg retreat above the town of Berchtesgaden and the Bavarian Alps. So Hitler moved into this residence in 1947. He and Eva Braun lived a life of luxury with the German community actively around them until about 1965, when Hitler died peacefully in Argentina.
What a strange story. I mean, I don't question for 1 minute that it's true. I believe it is true. But the fact that they've been able to conceal that from the American people all these years is simply, I believe, a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think and believe. I think this is such an important story.
Well, it is because, again, Dr. Stan, I think, you know, in Argentina, I found, working with the Argentinians, there have been several books written recently, you know, by top Argentinians. A gentleman named Abel Basti just wrote a book called The Exile of Hitler, documenting his escape into Patagonia, into Argentina. The Argentinians know, and it's common knowledge in Argentina, that Hitler spent the end of his life in Argentina. The Argentinians consider the Americans completely dummied down and naive to believe the stupid cover story of the double murderer without examining the evidence. The fact is there's no evidence Hitler died in Europe, no body, no photographs of Hitler and Eva Braun killing themselves. In fact, now scientists have gone into the bunker and looked at the Hitler private quarters. When you seal that door, you can't hear a gunshot, even if a gunshot was fired. So all the reports that these witnesses heard gunshots, these were all made up propaganda, disinformation stories that were concocted by U.S. military intelligence and by the Russians at the end of the war to convince the world. I mean, neither Russia nor the United States wanted the world. Russia certainly, even though Stalin knew Hitler escaped. He called the file, Stalin called the file Operation Myth, file of Hitler's death in Russia. Russia wasn't about to tell the Russian people that Hitler, who killed tens of millions of Russians, got away. And U.S. military intelligence, CIA, our president, including Eisenhower, didn't want to tell the American people that Alan Dulles and the CIA had helped Hitler escape. In return for all these billions of dollars of loot, we helped Bormann move out of Germany before the end of the war.
And basically, of course, Germany was able eventually to come back and become the dominant force in Europe. And I'm sure they had a lot of help from key people in our government who've always wanted to work very closely with Germany and unite Europe, exactly what Adolf Hitler wanted. And basically, then Adolf Hitler lived, what, 1965? Is that when he died?
1965,
okay. And basically, are there anybody, people down there that actually took care of him or who knew him?
Oh, yes. In fact, the documentary, you can even find on the YouTube in Spanish, interviews with people in Argentina who knew Hitler, worked with Hitler. I mean, I quote several U.S. historians, Ladislaus Farrago wrote a book on Bormann and the Fourth Reich. Farrago, by the way, is the historian whose account of biography of General Patton was used to do the Patton movie with George C. Scott in the 1970s. Very reputable historian. Farrago, I quote, is saying, today I know the great Bormann mystery was never really a mystery at all. His survival was well known to the government of the countries in whose territories he lived with impunity since 1948. Bormann escaped to Argentina. Even in the 1980s, the Germans were still saying they found yet another Bormann skull body. But according, they said, the Germans said, we got a distant relative of Bormann and we did DNA testing in this body. About the third that they found was Bormann. Of course, the Germans never showed the DNA evidence to the world. And the same with Mueller, the head of the Gestapo. They opened his coffin and found parts of three different bodies in it.
What about Himmler? Himmler
escaped as well. The only one who really died of the suicides was Gerdels and his children and wife. They did commit suicide in the bunker. Their bodies were positively identified.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is such an important interview. I hope many of you want to get that. And I hope you want to get the book, Hunting Hitler. We're going to carry the book. But Dr. Corsi, do you have a website you'd like to get out?
Well, WND at William Nancy David, World Net Daily. We're on a senior staff reporter. And we also have books. It's on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and the WND Superstore.
We'll be back.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Hold that thought for just a moment here. And basically, of course, what Dr. Corsi has done is to write a book, and he's put the documents in. You can actually, when you get the copy of Hunting Hitler, why, of course, you'll be able to see many of these documents that he was able to get out of the National Archives. And the fact that you're not going to hear about this elsewhere simply is a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think and believe. Dr. Corsi, thank you very much, first of all, for being with us. Secondly, for taking the time to do this story. And we'll be talking to you tomorrow afternoon on our other network. And since it's an entirely different audience, we'll tell the story again. I want as many people as we can to, and not only to hear your story, but to get your book. Good night. God bless.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Great pleasure to be with you.
Bye-bye. Okay, that was Dr. Corsi, and I do hope that many of you out there would seriously consider getting the book, Hunting Hitler. You can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and you can actually hold in your hand copies of these various government documents going into the background. They knew Hitler was alive. J. Edgar Hoover knew Hitler was alive. President Eisenhower knew Hitler was alive. Government agents knew Hitler was alive. And basically, of course, they've been able to conceal this from the American people all these years. You've got to start thinking on your own. You've got to start getting the information that is available through Radio Liberty. And you have so much information that you need to have, but you're going to have to begin making preparations to protect yourself and your family. We're moving into a crisis situation because the American people don't understand that there is a small group of evil and wicked people working at the highest levels of our government. Certainly a generation and a half ago, there was Allen Dulles and John Foster Dulles, but they are part of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, let me suggest you get that right along with Dr. Corsi's book, Hunting Hitler. In fact, if you're only going to get one, get Hunting Hitler. I think it's important, vitally important that you get it. We're going to be putting together a 4-CD set on this. My interviews with not only with Dr. Corsi, but with a British author who had actually gone to South America, had to talk to the people who helped Adolf Hitler, who knew Adolf Hitler, who lived with Adolf Hitler until he died when he was in 1965. Understand that we helped, certainly. The Nazis escaped to South America, and many of them came here. We have a 4-CD set called Operation Paperclip, where we go into the background of certainly how certainly American intelligence helped tens of thousands of Nazis escape to South America. Tens of thousands of Nazi war criminals escaped to South America, and certainly well over 1,000 came here to the United States under Operation Paperclip. And of course, that's the title of our 4-CD set, but certainly others came here to the United States to work not only in the space program, but in psychological warfare, developed many of the techniques that have been used to control what you and your neighbors and other people you know think and believe. And then many others worked in biological and chemical warfare, certainly for our military. But these were evil people. These were people who went right along with Adolf Hitler. And many of those who came to America had been part of this little clique that had contrived the Holocaust and killed so many Jews. So our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. If you're in a position to help Radio Liberty, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters or get our monthly newsletter or our four best CDs of the month, or you'd like to get the health products or the certainly Miracle 2 products or the other things that we offer, and you can get those or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. We've got a new site up there. Other information on the web, it's right at the very top of the page. You can find it. And we simply post almost on a daily basis or every other day the really important CDs, the important DVDs, important articles that you need to read. So our number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountain to the prairie, to the ocean, white with cold. God bless America, my heart beats more.
For amber waves of grain.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion and delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests. And, well, this evening we're hoping to have with us Johanna Michelson. And those of you who do not know Johanna, Johanna was a medium, and she had the supernatural gift of being able to contact the other dimension. And when she was a young woman living in Mexico, she was actually recruited to become a psychic healer. And she attended many sessions with this woman, this older Mexican woman, who could perform these truly supernatural surgical feats. She could reach into somebody's head and pull out a tumor. Now, how do you reach into somebody's head and pull out a tumor? I mean, in the material world we live in, that sort of thing cannot happen. But in the other dimension, all sorts of things can happen. And Johanna was really so taken with this, and she was thrilled to think that one day she too would be able to carry out these miraculous feats, and people would come from all over Mexico, indeed all over the Western Hemisphere, for these treatments. And of course, many of them, most of them, were actually cured or appeared to be cured of the terrible afflictions that they had. And then, of course, her sister, Johanna's sister, kept telling her that this was demonic. This was not of God. But Johanna said, how could this not be of God? This is wonderful. These things are happening. And of course, what happened, of course, was that eventually Johanna went off to Switzerland and spent some time there with Francis Schaeffer and eventually came to realize that what she was witnessing truly was supernatural, but it was not of God. Well, right now, to our good friend, Johanna Michelson. Hi, Johanna. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, Dr. Stan. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Well, have we got the phone worked out?
Well, no, not really very well. I've got a problem with the unit I usually use, it is giving me a very difficult time.
Well, let's just, this one sounds pretty good, so let's go. And I just sort of introduced you. I'm going to let you pick up the ball and run with it.
Well, what are we picking up and where are we running?
Well, you just told me you wanted to talk about the things we've talked about in the past, your supernatural experiences there in Mexico, and then where this has all led you, realizing that there is another dimension. There's a spiritual dimension that most people do not recognize. And you, of course, experienced this when you were a young woman in Mexico and working with as sort of a sorcerer's apprentice.
All right.
Go ahead.
Well, Dr. Sten, it's good to be with you tonight. And, you know, I've been thinking a lot about the nature of deception since we spoke last. And there is such a massive, overwhelming preponderance of evidence that indeed we are, I firmly believe, living at the very end of the end times. Those times of which Jesus himself spoke when he was asked what would be the signs of the end of the age and of his coming. The Lord warned us in Matthew 24, and we're all familiar, I'm sure, with the passage, most of your audience is, I'm sure, Dr. Sten, about the wars and the rumors of wars and the frightening things that we're seeing now, nation rising against nation, the earthquakes, the famines, the plagues, the betrayals. But the one sign...
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, it can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. You go right ahead, Mike and Joanna.
My father came across an ad for a group in Mexico, in Cuernavaca, called Silva Mind Control. Today they call it the Silva Method. And it's one of many different mind control or mind development groups, psychic development groups, which was teaching us to develop the genius potential of the brain, supposedly. And what they were doing, basically, Dr. Stan, was teaching us how to become psychics and how to get our spirit guide. Sadly, it's the same kind of thing that a lot of the kids in our school systems are learning this very day, and even in a lot of the Christian schools, and what a lot of people, even in the church, are learning how to do. And we'll be talking about that as we go along. But when I got involved with this mind control group, Dr. Stan, I felt really as though God had given me the answer to my prayers. I finally now was learning how to control the forces that had pretty well buffeted me at will, the faces that would show up, the manifestations, the terrifying sense of a presence. I was learning now how to weave around myself a white light of protection that gave me a sense of peace and security. I was learning how to meditate at a deeper level using the techniques, by the way, that are virtually identical to those now being promoted in the contemplative prayer movement in the church, practicing yoga and learning now how to gain a mastery over these forces that I had received no answer to, not from the Catholic nuns in the school I went to or from the so-called priests in our Episcopal church, who were, it turns out, more involved in the occult than I ever knew. And through these people in Silver Mind Control, Dr. Stan, I was introduced to my personal spirit guide. Of course, they didn't call them spirit guides then. They probably still don't. This was my wise person, my counselor, my friend, whom I invited into my laboratory. And when I was told that we would need this counselor, who would come and work with us at a psychic level to give us information and to help us produce good effect and positive healing in the lives of people around us, I thought, what better counselor could I possibly have than Jesus Christ? After all, I was a Christian. I'd accepted the Lord as my personal savior my freshman year in college. I had asked him to come into my life. Somebody shared the four spiritual laws with me. And I knew on the basis of the word of God that if I died that moment, that I would go to be with the Lord. Dr. Stan, everything about this Jesus seemed so right. When he manifested in this special psychic laboratory that I created in the silence, this quiet meditative place that we were taught to go into using the same kind of techniques, very similar to first-level hypnosis induction techniques, similar to the kinds of techniques used in the guided imagery visualization practices now introduced and which have been introduced in the churches for many, many years now. I saw this being who looked like every picture of Jesus I'd ever seen. And I thought, how wonderful, it's true. Jesus said he stands at the door and knocks. I opened the door, and here he is. And, of course, so was Sarah Bernhardt. I was a theater major, not that I could act my way out of a paper sack. But I thought, well, I could use some acting tips, so I invited Sarah Bernhardt. She actually showed up, wooden leg and all. And I was convinced now, Dr. Stan, that I was on my way to doing something positive. Now, as I was working with Silver Mind Control, and practicing now yoga, because I was getting involved in that as well, something very popular in the Christian realm today. I was also introduced to a woman in Mexico City who had been for some 40 years or more at the time, Dr. Stan, doing astonishing things. This woman was one of the few genuine psychic surgeons in the world, documented extensively by some of the top researchers in the field, Andre Puharich, Stanley Krippner, Alberto Villoldo, many other researchers who were not easily duped. And this woman, Dr. Stan, would go into a trance state sitting in front of a simple altar in the slums of Mexico City, an altar that was covered with flowers, with weird packages wrapped up in bells, with jars of flowers and roses with a crucifix and a picture of Jesus. And then, of course, there was also the statue of Hermanito Cuauhtémoc, the Aztec prince who claimed to be the spirit who was coming back to work these miraculous healings and cures through Pachita. She would sit down. We would begin to pray the Lord's Prayer. She would go into a full trance state, and someone else would come and take possession of her. She was a full trance medium. And this spirit would come, Dr. Stan, and do astonishing things. You're a medical surgeon, and I know, as I've shared my story with you and our audience in the past, I can almost feel the eyebrows raising, because I'd be raising them myself. This woman would take the rusty hunting knife and, in the power of this spirit, would literally cut open the patient lying on a cot with no more benefit of antiseptic than a bottle of new alcohol that was opened and splattered around, no more anesthesia than taking a few deep breaths and relaxing, the patient totally awake. And Dr. Stan, all I can tell you is I had my hands in it. I assisted personally in over 400 operations because this medium, when I met her, it was after the surgeries. She was sitting on a cot, puffing on a cigarette, her arms crusted in dried blood. We got in there too late the first time I went there to see the operations. And she looked at me and took my hand and she said, "You're a medium, aren't you?" Now, that was a term I'd never used for myself, but somehow it seemed to fit. And she told me to continue my studies with solar mind control, to come back the next week, and that she would begin my training. And I went for 14 months, Dr. Stan, assisted personally in over 400 operations. I saw cataracts removed with the woman sitting there with her eye wide open as a bottle of alcohol is poured into the eye without a moment of pain or flinching on her part. Some kind of a scum is peeled off, and the woman is bound up, her eye bound up. She's carried out. The next week she comes back. The cataract is gone. The doctor can't figure out what happened. A man who had an inoperable brain tumor lying on the cot on a plank that was brought in especially for this, because this was a different kind of operation. His skull, Dr. Stan, literally cut open. I know how this sounds. I know how this sounds. I would have thought I was insane or lying as well if I'd heard this story as well. All I can tell you is that this man's skull was cut open. My hands were on either side of the skull. I could feel the hands inside there through the bone as Pachita was wiggling around and pulled out a stench of a tumor. The man's eyes crossed as we were speaking. I was holding his hand. I was speaking to him, and he's telling me, "I can't tell you how weird this is. I can feel his hands inside my head. What is this? What is this?" And then when his eyes crossed, he was really freaking out because he couldn't see straight anymore, literally. And Hermanito said, "Well, that certainly won't do." And he sticks his hand back in the man's skull, wiggles around, and the man's eyes straighten up. He was bound up. Months later, when I went back and checked on him, and over a year after that, when I went back and did some research and was checking on him, the man's tumor was completely gone. The doctors had no explanation. Dr. Stan, I saw what I could only explain and understand as miracles. And the point is this, Dr. Stan, my experience told me that this had to be from God. Everything that I had experienced in my early years with the presence of the beings, with the door slamming, with the frightening phenomena at Wesleyan College in Macon, Georgia, and at Chapel Hill, North Carolina, all of the fearsome manifestations and the gruesome things that would sit on the side of my bed, all of that was driven away as I would weave this white light around myself. And now, practicing yoga, doing the hatha yoga, the meditation yoga, the mantra yoga, which is such an integral part of contemplative prayer today, my experience said this was from God. And you know, the frightening thing today, Dr. Stan, is how now I believe in fulfillment of the word of God and prophecy. You see now that millions of people are yearning, are seeking for that experience that gives them a sense of the transcendent, a passion for that immediate transcendent experience of God, and people don't much care. Certainly, at least according to Newsweek magazine, that came out with an article in 2005 on the subject, cover article called Spirituality in America, where it said that millions of people now are embracing a desperate search for a deeper understanding and relationship with God, and whatever it takes to get that experience, they are willing to do it. And this isn't just in the Christian perspective. The pagans, the neo-pagans, the Wiccans, even the Satanists are experiencing a tremendous burgeoning. The Muslims and the Sufis are experiencing great resurgence and interest in devotion to God. The Buddhists certainly as well are experiencing that through the meditation techniques. But what has really been unnerving for me and for others of us, Dr. Stan, and I know you yourself as well, you've been speaking about this and trying to warn your audience for a very long time, is that there is a desperate danger in basing what you believe about God on your experience taken over and above the inerrant word of God, which is no longer something that's even believed in an awful lot of churches.
And I think that's really, really what it's all about. Everybody wants to experience God. Everybody wants a supernatural experience, as if somehow that's going to draw us closer to God. But that supernatural experience in truth may be actually dragging us away from God and, of course, misleading us dangerously.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and as Johanna is pointing out the fact that so many people today want to experience God, they're looking for some sort of a supernatural experience to know that it's true. And of course, rather than sticking to the scriptures and what it says in the scriptures and learning about God that way, and now, of course, we want something. Wouldn't it be nice if each of us could have that supernatural experience? The only trouble is, can we be sure it's coming from God and not from the other dimension? And one of the biggest problems is, Johanna, that most people, most Christians today, do not realize that we live in one dimension, but there is another dimension there, a spiritual dimension, and there really are beings that can transcend from one dimension to the other and can, of course, encounter us. And, of course, they are deceiving. They're trying to lure us away from the truth. So you pick up the story there.
Well, the thing is, Dr. Stan, not only are they trying to lure us from the truth, but because there has been such an attack on the reliability and the validity of the Word of God as source of absolute truth, that concept now is anathema, even to many pastors and many leaders in the church, as we'll see in a moment. What is absolutely terrifying is that now practices that once easily from Scripture could have been identified as being something God would not bless have now been brought into the church. And we're being told by people, for example, like Tilden Edwards, who's the founder of Shalem Institute, one of the biggest institutes teaching contemplative prayer, that what makes the particular practice Christian isn't its source, but its intent. So what they're telling us now, Dr. Stan, is it doesn't matter if you want to bring in yoga, if you want to bring in ancient Buddhist meditative practices, mantra yoga, if you want to bring in ancient occult techniques of pranayama and deep breathing, if you want to bring in any form of ESP or occultism into the church, what matters is your intent, not the source of the practice. And I will tell you, at that point, you are seeing the fulfillment of Scripture about even the elect being deceived, because what you have done now is totally eradicate and remove any possibility of testing the spirits to see whether they're from God. How on earth are you going to do that if all you've got to rely on is your intent? And really, when we started to see this swing, Dr. Stan, was in the 60s. Because at that point, you had out in one of the monasteries there, Catholic monastery, St. Joseph Abbey, Father Thomas Keating, who was sitting there in Massachusetts, and they were very deeply involved in many of these practices, all of these things of contemplative prayer, meditation techniques. Deep breathing techniques have all been a part of the Catholic Church for centuries. It was brought in, actually, by the early Desert Fathers. And the early Desert Fathers were the small groups, isolated groups of men and women, monks, nuns, who in the early Middle Ages would gather themselves off in a desperate and sincere yearning and desire to come close to God. And off in the Middle East, in the desert, there, they would gather in the small groups and practice whatever technique they could find to give them an experience with God. And what was a little unnerving then is it didn't much matter to them. It was a time of experimenting, and they didn't have many guidelines at the time, and it didn't much matter to them what kind of technique. So that when you had the meditative techniques coming through Alexandria in Egypt, picking up the Hellenistic and Roman influences, the mystery religions, the Gnostic tendencies and approaches and belief systems, the ancient Hindu practices, the meditation techniques that were an integral part of the yoga system, they simply said, oh, just like Tilden Edwards, what makes a particular practice Christian is not its source, but its intent. Okay, these techniques of contemplative prayer and meditation are being used by the Buddhists, or later on the Buddhists and the Hindus and the mystery religions, but we are going to use it to glorify Christ. And then in the 60s, Father Thomas Keating brought in a Zen master into their Trappist monastery saying, you know, if we're having these great religious experiences here, maybe there's something now that we could use to deepen it. And they brought in the great Zen master, Roshi Sasaki, to lead a retreat at the Abbey. And they had an incredible time, powerful spiritual techniques. And they said, ah, now, can we find a Christian tradition?
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, it can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Johanna is describing the techniques that are being used, certainly within emerging church, the centering prayer technique that is being used, and taking one word and repeating it over and over and over again. We come into almost an alpha state, into a hypnotic situation where our minds are open to the beings from the other dimension to come in and take control. Pick the story up there.
And of course, Dr. Stan, they would take grave exception to phrasing it that way, that we're opening our minds to other beings to take control. And yet, that is exactly what is happening. Contemplative prayer isn't biblical prayer at all. It's a type of mystical meditation that is designed to put you in an altered state of consciousness. It's something that's going beyond thought, and it's seeking to provide an experiential union with whatever. They're calling it God. But the question is it God? And you know, as you're looking, Dr. Stan, at these practices, the contemplative prayer, the deep breathing techniques that now are being promoted by Rick Warren in his purpose-driven book, you know, do the breath prayer where you're breathing in Jesus, and you can say the word over and over again, or Jesus, have mercy on me, a sinner, and you're breathing out the negativity and the fear and the all the stuff that you don't want to be a part of your soul. And you're doing this until you're feeling and sensing that experience with the divine. And what you've done, Dr. Stan, is now left yourself open in neutral to something very, very different. And how do we know? All right, let's get back to what the Word of God says. The Word of God, as we are looking at that, gives us some pretty clear guidelines about the influences from the East. It gives us some very clear direction about what God has to say about those who were bringing in the practices of other gods. You know, in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 6, for example, it tells us that, and here, let me find the passage for you exactly. It says, you have abandoned your people, the house of Jacob, because you were filled with influences from the east, and they are soothsayers like the Philistines. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 6. And here we are now bringing in influences from the east and saying these things are going to be blessed from God because we're so sincere. Actually, Dr. Stan, I think one of the things the church needs to take hold of is that sincerity does not act as a kind of magical protection against demonic intrusion or deception. There isn't a single verse anywhere in the Bible that assures us our sincerity alone is going to protect us or guarantee us automatic immunity from spiritual deception. And that is something I think that the church simply doesn't want to deal with and will not acknowledge. They feel if we're sincere, if we are moving into an area that makes sense to us, then on what basis are we going to say that this isn't from God? People like Leonard Sweet, for example, also one of the leaders in this movement, a futurist and a professor, who's written a couple of books now that I found rather unnerving on many levels, Quantum Spirituality, for example, a postmodern apologetic, in which he's talking about the trends of the future. And there isn't an occultist or a New Ager that he doesn't praise and hold in high esteem here, from David Spangler, a metaphysician, to Matthew Fox, one of the great heretics that even the Catholic Church has recognized as a heretic. And he's talking about how really we, unfortunately as Christians, have kept in good repair prejudices against what may be God's other sign language of the fourth dimension, also known as the fourth psychology. And he's saying, really, what a shame, because here you've got millions of people across the world who know that there is this other dimension, extrasensory perception, psychokinesis, the mind's ability to alter matter, the out-of-body experiences, near-death experiences, remote viewing, all the things that you're seeing, for example, on Medium or these other programs on TV that are so popular now. And he's saying, yeah, you know, it's unfortunate that the church, fearing the stamp of lunacy, is remaining antagonistic or indifferent to even broaching a subject about which everyone seems to know something. He said millions of people are involved in occult experiences, but oh, how unfortunate and how tragic that the church is ignoring it and turning its back on it and is saying, oh, we don't dare go anywhere near that. It's too frightening. But he's saying, look, the postmodern culture is very superstitious. 73% are avoiding walking under a ladder, and they'll step into a street to avoid doing that. 1 in 4 believe in ghosts. 1 in 6 communicate with a deceased. 1 in 4 communicate telepathically with another person. 1 in 10 claim to have seen a ghost or felt its presence. 1 in 7 claim to have seen a UFO. 1 in 2 believes in ESP. 1 in 4 follows astrology. How many people are checking their astrological chart to see whether they should get out of bed in the morning? And he's saying the church must not sweep mysticism under the rug. The paranormal is normal. Extrasensory perception, ESP, is real, not imagined or schizophrenic. Mystical experiences happen. And he's right. Mystical experiences do happen. The question is, how do you tell the difference between what is of God and what isn't? And people, as you're listening and sorting this out, if you are going to go testing your theology only by it feels right, I had a wonderful experience, then you need to know, in accordance with the Word of God, you have left yourself open to some frightening things, because God has a very dim view of those who practice the kinds of things taught by the contemplative prayer, going into an altered state of consciousness, seeking to become one with the divine, seeking to develop psychic and mystical abilities and powers, seeking to communicate with the dead. And you know, Dr. Stan, as I was thinking about a lot of these things around the time when I was involved with Pachita and practicing yoga, and this person in my life, my sister, kept asking me the question, Johanna, you're having these beautiful experiences. You believe you're seeing Jesus. You believe as you're chanting your mantra and as you're communing now and going into your deep trance state that you're following God and that what you're experiencing is from God. How do you know? And I had to admit, Dr. Stan, all I had to go on was, it feels right. I had nothing else. It feels right. And then I reached a point where I said, well, what if I've been deceived? What if these mystical experiences I'm having through ESP and psychic phenomena, through the practice of yoga, which I was convinced was something that was helping me commune with the living God, I used it to worship the Lord, even as these people now who are writing these books on Christian yoga believe that they're doing, not understanding that it's an oxymoron. There is no such thing as Christian yoga, any more than there is any such thing as Christian Buddhism or Christian Sufism and Muslims or Christian Wiccans. And yet, I'm looking at stacks of documentation right now. You can download it on the internet about the Christian Buddhists, the Christian Muslims, and the Christian Wiccans, and the Christian Luciferians, because they will not test their experiences against the Word of God. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 9, states the following, and I think, church, it's important to listen to. The Lord was giving us a warning, and Moses was speaking to the people of Israel before they were to enter the promised land, and he said this, when you enter the land which the Lord your God gives you, you shall not learn to imitate the abominable things of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or his daughter pass through the fire, which was a vile form of child sacrifice practiced by the Canaanites in those days. I suggest to you that while we may not see human sacrifice as much, at least in this country, to the god Moloch or Lucifer or Chemosh or Tanit, that the god self is every bit as much of a deity and a divinity, certainly in God's perspective. Self is as much of a false god as any of these other deities, and that when we practice abortion and wipe innocent life from our life because it's inconvenient, that is as much human sacrifice to the god self as anything spoken about here in the Old Testament. But it was interesting to me, Dr. Stan, to see what God included with human sacrifice, or one who uses divination, astrology, the tarot cards, the I Ching that Carl Jung was so fond of and wrote a foreword to one of the translations for, the Ouija board. There are hundreds of thousands of different forms of divination, of seeking through occult hidden means information about the future. Or one who practices witchcraft, sorry, Harry Potter, and sorry, Hermione. Witchcraft is something called abomination before the living God. And he doesn't differentiate between the black ones, the white ones, the red ones, the polka-dotted ones, the really creepy, scary ones that you'll see in the Harry Potter movie coming out in the next few weeks, or the wonderful, cute little ones that are going to Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. All of them are labeled abomination here. Or one who interprets omens, the superstition. A lot of horses are running around to this day in their stocking feet because farmers keep putting their shoes on the door to keep the luck from running out. Or a sorcerer. Again, sorry, Harry Potter. One who casts, and by the way, sorcery comes from the word pharmakia, the use of hallucinogenic drugs to put you in the same kind of altered state of consciousness which the contemplative prayer movement is achieving through the use of a mantra, through the use of the meditation techniques taught by the Buddhists and picked up by the ancient desert fathers and translated into the church and then introduced even to the evangelical church through Richard Foster and Thomas Merton, whose one goal in life before he was electrocuted in India on a pilgrimage there to learn more about Hinduism and Buddhism was to become the best Buddhist he could possibly become. Or one who casts a spell, or a medium. Oh, that would make me sit up, Dr. Stan. I was a medium. A medium is simply a go-between, someone who thinks they can communicate with the other world, the world of the dead, and indeed they can. The question is, with whom are they communicating? Or a spiritist, or one who calls up the dead. For whoever does these things is detestable to the Lord, and because of these detestable things, the Lord your God will drive them out from before you. You shall be blameless before the Lord your God. For those nations which you shall dispossess, listen to those who practice witchcraft and to diviners. But as for you, child of God, the Lord of your God has not allowed you to do so. You know, I have to wonder, Dr. Stan, as I read passage after passage, do not learn the way of the heathen. Do not become involved with those who practice witchcraft and listen to diviners. Isaiah chapter 8, when they say to you, let us consult the mediums and the wizards who chirp and mutter, should not a people consult their God? Should they consult the dead on behalf of the living? He says to the law and the testimony, if they don't speak according to this word, the revealed word of the living God, it's because they have no dawn in them. And Dr. Stan, that statement right there is a vile, politically incorrect, horrendously offensive one to an awful lot of pastors, big name pastors in the church, who now, because of their practices, are saying, look, if we are having the same experiences as the Buddhists and the Sufis and the Muslims and the Wiccans and Neo-Pagans, if we, through the same techniques of contemplative meditation, taking a word, whether it's Jesus, 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 or Om Mani Padme Om, or Om over and over and over again, if we're contacting what we believe, surely, must be the same source of divine, then on what basis are you, you narrow-minded, Bible-thumping fundamentalist, going to sit there and say to me that what I'm experiencing isn't from God. And what's happening, Dr. Stan, is we, because of the open door now to all of these experiences which flooded in with the Beatles in the 60s, the drug culture, they're bringing in Maharishi Mahesh Yogi and the transcendental meditation, the flooding in of all the seeking after the mystical and the meditative and the experience that we are all so desperate for and longing for. What is it that's happening? Why are we seeing this? I believe it's because we are looking at the fulfillment of Scripture. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, we are told about one who is coming, one who will be rising up now. And we are told in 2 Thessalonians 2 not to be deceived. After a while, you get really sensitive to the fact that Scripture time and time and time again says to Christians, wake up, stop being deceived, test the spirits to see whether they're from God. Let no one in any way deceive you. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Verse 3, for it will not come first until the apostasy comes, that man of lawlessness will be revealed, the son of destruction, who opposes and exalts himself above every so-called God or object of worship, so that he takes a seat in the temple of God, displaying himself as being God. That is, it says in verse 9, the one who's coming is in accord with the activity of Satan, with all power and signs and false wonders, and with all the deception of wickedness for those who perish. And now listen to this, audience, because they did not receive the love of the truth so as to be saved. For this reason, God will send upon them a deluding influence so that they will believe what is false. People, that is what's happening today. Today we are seeing a flood of people who, because of these mystical experiences, are feeling, believing, experiencing that they are one with God, that they have that divine goodness inside of them that they have now tapped into, that higher self spoken about by the Hindus and the mystics for generations and for millennia. And once they've experienced that, when the Antichrist comes and says, I am God, we won't be taken by surprise. There are countless of Antichrists, little gods running around. And when one comes displaying great power and says, I am God, they're going to say, yes, you are. He's just godier than the rest of us.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with Johanna.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, our guest has been Johanna Michaels. And Johanna, thank you so very much for being with us this evening. And I hope we get you to come back again. I think everything you say is so true. And there is such spiritual deception all across our land, all across the world today. So, Johanna is gone, and so this is the time when I really need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. And we, if you'd like to get a copy of this evening's tape, and remember, we do talk through the breaks. Why? They're available through Radio Liberty, as all of our tapes are, and we have many tape sets. We have Cindy Johanna's book, The Beautiful Side of Evil. We have our interviews with her, The Supernatural. And if you'd like to get other interviews with Johanna, they are available through Radio Liberty, and you will learn and benefit so much from them. So remember our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. One of the most dangerous issues before the church today is this phenomenon of The Secret. The book, the DVD, pushed by Rhonda Burns, it is an occult practice, and millions of Americans are adopting the law of attraction and dooming themselves to eternal removal, exclusion from God's kingdom. We have a four-tape set entitled The Secret Behind the Secret. It's available in tape or CD. We hope any of you will want to get that. And then, of course, we have a four-tape set on Satanism and Deliverance, a four-tape set on Aleister Crowley, a four-tape set on the wisdom of Malachi Martin. All of these things will begin to introduce you to this other dimension. And it's not imaginary. It is real. And you want to avoid it under any and all circumstances. Certainly, we hope that many of you will want to get my talk, Brotherhood of Darkness. It's available in DVD or VHS. And, of course, you'll want to get the book and have that to document what I'm telling you. You want to get the talk, The Forbidden Secret. And, of course, the syllabus that goes with that, which you can. And then we certainly would want to get our talk on the Iraq, the Untold Story. It's the history of all the wars of the last century, and it comes with an excellent syllabus. And that syllabus gives you all sorts of documentation. You'd want to get Hidden Agenda. Goes into how they're poisoning us and our children with water fluoridation. You'd certainly want to get my talk on the financial tsunami, which is about to engulf our nation and destroy the monetary well-being of so many of our people. And that, of course, comes with an excellent syllabus. And if you'd like more information, go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Or please, of course, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like, of course, to get copies of the tape of this program, or I'd like to learn about getting the other items we mentioned, 1-800-544-8927. And then, Chris, we want you to understand, although we talk a lot about politics, although we talk a lot about history, and we talk a lot about medicine, and we talk a lot about financial matters, we feel this is all really spiritual in its foundation. And if you haven't, of course, read my little pamphlet on the history of money, it goes into the man who really began to